Tonight we begin the fifth night of Hanukkah. And on this fifth night, I want to share with you an incredibly beautiful message. The Ger Rebbe, the Chidushei Harim, notes something very peculiar in Hanukkah practice. When one looks at the halachos, the laws concerning the kindling of the menorah, one will find that there are multiple ways in which one could discharge their obligation. There is a basic obligation, mahadrin a little bit better, and mahadrin min mahadrin, even the best. The basic mitzvah we know, one candle per household per night. A little bit better, every individual lights their own candle, but only one candle per night. And of course, the mahadrin min mahadrin, the highest level of the mitzvah, everyone in the household lights, adding on one additional candle per night. And the great Hasidic master, the Chidush Harim, asks, why is it that Hanukkah has this institutionalized gradation performance of the mitzvah? We don't find this by other mitzvos. Although there is a concept of hiddur mitzvah, beautifying a mitzvah, nowhere do we have built into the halacha these established categories. Basic mitzvah, a little bit better, and then the best. Why is it that Hanukkah has these levels? And what's the message? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful, and I want to quote to you his words. He says, because when the Hashmonaim, the Maccabim, came back into the Beis HaMikdash, after having defeated the Syrian Greeks, they find one little jug of oil, only enough to last one day, and they knew that it was going to take them at least close to a week to prepare ritually pure oil. So what could they have done? The Rebbe says so beautifully, and I quote to you, he says, Mipnei, shayucholim lahaknis b'menora, psilos dakos, sheyaspiko Hashem l'shmona yamin. There was a simple approach. Make thin wicks. The thinner the wick, the less oil it draws up. The less the oil it draws up in any particular days, the longer the oil lasts. Make thinner wicks and preserve the oil for a longer amount of time. But says the Rebbe, why didn't they do that? Mipnei sheheim ratzu sha mitzvah te'asa behidurav. Because when they lit the menorah that first night, they wanted to light the menorah in the most beautiful way possible. A thinner wick is not as beautiful. A thinner wick is not as nice of a way to perform the mitzvah. When they were rededicating the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to do so in complete beauty. And therefore says the Chidush Harim, Va'al zeh na'asa nes. Do you know why God performed the miracle of the Pach Shemen, the miracle of the one cruse of oil that lasted for 8 days? Because the Hashmonaim tried to perform the mitzvah in the best way possible. They refused to settle for mediocrity. They refused to just get by. But instead, they did not know a miracle was going to occur. But they said, if we're going to rededicate, if we're going to rebuild, if we're going to rejuvenate, if we are going to put this all back together, then we have to dedicate ourselves in the most beautiful way possible. We can't just check a box. We can't just fulfill mechanistic details or fulfill an obligation. If we're going to rededicate ourselves to the service of God, it has to be with a heart that is on fire and a heart that is inspired. And we have to perform the dictates of our religious service to the best of our ability, with hiddur, with beauty, and with commitment. V'lachein, b'kiyum mitzvah, yesh mehadrin, u'mehadrin min ha-mehadrin. You see, my dear friends, what's the message of Hanukkah? The message of Hanukkah, as he's spoken about on every night, is a message of rededication. Hanukkah is the time when we look at ourselves and we look at our lives and we say to ourselves, I want to be better. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to transcend. I want to self-actualize. And you know, sometimes the greatest obstacle that we face is we get mired in mediocrity. Mired in mediocrity. I'm content with just getting by. I'm content with just checking the box. I'm content with doing the bare minimum I need to do in order to satisfy my obligations. It's like sometimes life becomes one big punching of the clock. Punch in, punch out. What happens in the hours in between? Maybe it's not even so relevant. The most important thing is, I showed up. And while it is true that sometimes in life showing up is important, if we want to build a relationship with God, And if we want to build a relationship with ourselves, you want to build a relationship with the other, it has to be mahadrin mina mahadrin. It has to be the best. I have to put my best foot forward. I have to put in the maximum amount of effort. I can't be content with mediocrity. I can't be content in mediocrity in the relationships I forge with others. I can't be content with mediocrity in my relationship with Hashem. How many times in our service of God do we just check the boxes? I daven, check. Put on tefillin, check. Tzedakah, check. Bikur cholim, check. Whatever it is, check, 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 check. I fulfilled all the obligations. But did I put my heart into it? Did I put my soul into it? When it comes to the most important relationship, which is our relationship with ourselves, are we content with being mediocre, regular people? Or do we believe that deep down, each of us possesses the capacity for excellence? Each of us has the ability to be something magnificently amazing. Each of us has the ability to be mahadrin min hamahadrin. To not just be okay, to not just be good, but to be great. The reason we have a Yom Tov of Chanukah is because thousands of years ago, our ancestors came to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was in shambles, it was in ruin. And they decided, we're not just going to check a box and light the menorah. We're going to rededicate with beauty. We're going to make the most beautiful wicks you can make. Whatever happens with the oil will happen with the oil. But sometimes in life, you just have to give it your all. You just have to be mahadrin mina mahadrin. And so the Yom Tov of Chanukah comes for us. And amazingly enough, the rabbis, the halacha, offer us a choice. What do you want out of life? There's different levels. There's a smorgasbord of options. You could choose the basic obligation, check the box. You could be a little bit better. Or you could go for the gold. You could be mahadrin mina mahadrin. And it's a choice. It's all okay. No matter what you choose, the good news is you're on the right side of the law. No matter what you do, you have fulfilled your obligation. But it's a deeper question. It's not simply a question about how I want to light the menorah. It's a question about how I want to live my life. Am I okay just getting by, punching clocks, checking boxes? Or do I want something more? Do I want to be good? Or do I want to be great? Do I want to be kosher? Or do I want to be mahadrin mina mahadrin? This is the choice we make tonight. It's the choice we make every day. It's the most important choice we must make throughout our lives. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom, and may we find the strength within to Mirza Hashem choose wisely. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a lichtige Chanukah.